Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Dust emissions are from the heavy duty trucks in Abuana Mkubwa and Twapia compounds, affecting local residents. Kawama traders in Kapili Mponshi appeal for a decent and modern market shelter. And in Africa news, central Nairobi sealed off ahead of a Kenyan protest. Good afternoon. It is Monday, the 7th of July, 2025. And to present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Abuana Mkubwa and Twapia compounds in Indola, who trade and live within the boundary area near the Mwene Madando Bridge, have complained of the dust emissions from the heavy-duty trucks passing along the gravel stretch. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, the residents have stated that the situation could have been better if a water bowser is used to lessen the dust, as it has affected them a lot. The locals have also cited safety concerns, saying that it is not safe for children who use the road to access schools and the local markets. Kawama traders in Kapiri Mponshi have bemoaned the humiliating state of their marketplace as they appeal for a decent and a modern shelter. The traders have complained over the status quo over their trading place and have since called on the authorities to intervene. And the traders have also lamented the continued absence of ablution facilities, saying their trading space is being used as a haven of fecal matter and other illicit activities. They have further called on relevant authorities to also look into the water challenges at the market. Lusaka's Kalikiliki Ward 35 councillor Shadrick Chimwanga has called on residents in his ward to prioritize their safety and well-being as the nation commemorates Heroes Day and Unity Day. In an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Chimwanga emphasizes the importance of a responsible behavior during the long weekend, especially among the youth. He has warned against engaging in illicit activities and casual sex, urging young people to protect themselves and make wiser choices. He has further encouraged the youths and the community at large to use their holiday as a time for spiritual reflection and personal growth.
And apart from that, let's also remember to stay grounded spiritually by engaging in godly activities and seeking God's guidance. I know we have a lot of youths, men and women, that have gone, that are going to camps because of this long holiday. You are going to camps. Please go there to seek the face of God. Don't go there to fornicate or to commit adultery. Please, let nothing of that kind or nature take you away from the face of God. May this holiday be a time of reflection, joy, and spiritual growth for all of us. May God bless you and stay blessed.
Now, the National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, has collected 1.6 billion kwacha from toll gates from January to May 2025 and is set to beat the 2025 projected target of 3.308 billion kwacha. Speaking at the ongoing Zambia International Trade Fair in Indola, NRFA Public Relations Manager Alphonsia Zamajila says the revenue was disbursed for new and ongoing road projects and related activities. Mr. Hamajila says the NRFA processed a total number of 7.9 million vehicle passages from 24 inland toll gates and 11 ports of entry across the country. Mr. Hamachila further says the collections did not include public-private partnerships, PPP-run toll gates over Katuba, Manyumbi, and Kafulafuta on Lusaka and Dora Road. He states that other PPP-run toll gates were Abraham Zion Mokola toll gates on Masangano Fisenge, Rwansha Road, and Konkola toll gates between Chingola and Kasumbalesa on the Copper Belt. The NRFA has been promoting the usage of electronic toll cards at its toll facilities across the country, and 50% of inland toll was collected using the cashless payment platform. He says the agency is complementing public-private partnerships, PPPs, driven road infrastructure development by leveraging on the National Road Tolling Program.
And these monies have been collected from our 24 inland toll gates across the country. They don't include the toll gates which are being run by the public-private partnerships. As you know, government is leveraging on the National Road Tolling Program to ensure that we do raise revenue to sustainably finance road maintenance, construction, and rehabilitation. The raised revenue of 1.6 billion kwacha has been put in the common basket of funds together with other sources of revenue and have been disbursed to intended road projects and related activities undertaken by our sister agents, the Road Development Agents, Road Transport and Safety Agents.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, do join us for the rest of the news.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, mitengo, zama oja, zamele talandida, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg Chinese, 70 kwacha. 50 kg ondwe, 120. 50 kg repu, 100 kwacha. 50 kg chihuahua, 150. 50 kg lumanda, 600. 50 kg kalembula, 120. 50 kg mupilu, 130. 50 kg impwa, 250. 50 kg delele, 400. 50 kg nshaba za fresh, 650. 25 kg kandolo, 110. Bokosi ya tomato, 360. Onyoni ya white ponchi, 200. Onyoni ya red ponchi, 300. Nkuku zaloni, 130. Tray ya maegesi, 83 kwacha. Meda impwa, 30 kwacha. Meda busala, 70 kwacha. Meda green beans, 50 kwacha. Meda delele, 50 kwacha. Unji unji kalembula, 10 kwacha. Unji unji lumanda, 10 kwacha. Unji unji ondu.